It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here are those two wild and crazy gardening guys, Dwayne Hasted and Terry Overlander, ready to take your questions at 598-7301 or 598-FM92.
Well, good morning, everyone, and we are doing the first gardening show of the year, and we're up here at Johnson Memorial Health Services in room 110 with Dwayne Hasted of Heather Nursery and Floral. And Dwayne, why don't you tell our listeners what you're doing here?
Oh, I've had some leg problems, and I fell down the other day going to prom. Had to go see Jordan, our grandson, at prom with his date and all the flowers, and we came up here to the Dawson Care Center and watched it, and then we were going down to the gym, and I was getting out of the car and fell down, and I cracked my hip. So I'm back at the hospital, but I feel really good and been doing physical therapy 3-4 times a day, so it wears me out. But happy spring to everybody, and happy getting back on the gardening program. You know, Terry and I were just talking that we've been doing this for probably around 30 years. Time sure flies, but we're going to continue the gardening program, and it's always been a call-in program. It can be about trees, shrubs, lawns, garden, vegetables, flowers, anything to do with horticulture.
No politics, though.
No politics, and no car questions. But if you have any plant questions, we'd be glad to answer that. And we do already have some few questions. The other thing I'd like to say before we get going, Heather Nursery and Floral has a new owner. Randy Lepke has taken over in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. And appreciate Randy. And thank you, Randy. And Betty and I are going to stay around and help him and help manage. So we'll be around, so it's not going to change a lot, except hopefully he'll expand some lines and have some more stuff. But congratulations, Randy Lepke, and he's, you know, the Dawson-Boyd area. So congratulations, Randy.
And he's got a lot of experience in this, too.
Yeah, Randy has a degree in horticulture from SDSU, and he's been working at Heather Nursery and Floral for many, many years, so he knows the landscaping area. He knows the trees and shrubs, and he's been kind of his area expertise is the greenhouse, so things will keep going. So if you have any questions, don't be afraid to give us a call as usual at Heather Nursery in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo, and we'll answer that. And one of my assignments is to continue on with Terry on the radio program.
Well, let's talk a little bit about a picture that I took this morning of my Mount Royal plum tree, and it's got some white growth on the trunk of the tree itself. Look like lichens or mushrooms or something, but they're hard. And you were telling me bad news for my Mount Royal plum.
That indicates those are growths. They're hard growths. It's a mushroom type, which is a fungi, and they're hard. What that's showing you, Terry, is that there's some decay in the tree, so there's rotten wood in there.
What would cause that?
It got damaged some way, or it's gotten hurt inside. So take a screwdriver or something like Terry and poke it, and if it's hollow, I would scrape that and get that out of there and fill it in with some cement or tar or whatever. And if it isn't hard, scrape off that fungi, because it's just going to keep rotting it, and then make a paste out of a powdered fungicide, and then make a paste of that, and then put that over the top, and you probably have to do that a couple times.
And I think I'll go to Heather and find myself a new Mount Royal plum tree and get one started. And so that's my favorite plum.
Mount Royal plum's a good one. People have already been asking about a lot of them this year. Alderman plum is another good plum. So, and we do have bare root stock in Terry at Heather Nursery in Montevideo.
Now, I don't recall now. Do I need two different plum trees then? Do they cross-pollinate, or is that one that will self-pollinate?
Mount Royal plum is a self-pollinating plum, but just for a little insurance, I'd have two of them anyway.
So I've got that red plum tree. I think it's pipestone.
Yep, pipestone plum's okay.
And that one produces like crazy every year.
Pipestone plum, alderman plum, Mount Royal plum are all really good plums, so The other thing I'd like to cover before we get too far, we do have a couple other questions, is Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, that's right. Very important day.
Very important day. Don't forget Mom. We have a lot of fresh flowers at the flower shop, Madison, Dawson, and Monty, and a lot of gorgeous hanging baskets. We grow most of our hanging baskets in 10-inch baskets and 12-inch baskets, and then some specialty baskets, so you can check those out. They look gorgeous. And also, we got some beautiful hydrangeas in. There's hanging basket hydrangeas. If you haven't seen, they're just gorgeous. You got to just come in and see those. Have you seen those yet, Terry?
No, I haven't.
Stop down to the nursery in Dawson here. They got a couple in, and they're very, very pretty.
The other thing, if you aren't going to visit your mom or see your mom this Sunday, you do have the capacity or capabilities to send a floral arrangement to your mom.
We better do that pretty quick.
Yeah.
But today is it's Thursday.
Yep.
So if you want to do a FTD telefloral, we still belong to those organizations. And we can get that out, but you better do that today so we can get it out there. So, you know, we could get it sent Friday. So if they don't make it Friday, they can try on Saturday again.
Okay.
But again, check out the greenhouses. We're already there. It's gardening season. I know we got some more rain. I've heard from right around inch and 8/10 or whatever. That's plenty. So it's going to take a little while to dry out. But
and a word of caution, Dwayne always tells me, be patient, be patient. They are talking frost overnight tonight and again Friday evening into Saturday morning. So don't put anything too tender out there in the garden yet.
So, yeah, be careful. And, you know, I heard also, I've heard that the soil temperature is around 50 degrees, so that's just starting to be germination time. So you don't have to get crazy, but a little trick with your plants, if you're going to get bedding plants, you know, one of the first ones you can get out of there is your cool crop ones, which is cabbage and kohlrabi and kale and that type of stuff. And if you get those, you can leave them in the packs and then just set them outside so they get a little wind attack them. That's called raking your, should rake your plants before. Raking means you take like a stick and you go back and forth over the top so it's like pretending it's wind, and that way it makes them stronger. So rake your plants.
And harden them off a little bit too, that
way. Exactly, by setting them out and bringing them back in at night if it's going to get cold. We have another question here. We better answer that, huh, Terry?
Yeah, this one was emailed to us this morning.
The question is, it says, welcome back. Well, I'm glad to be back. My spruce trees have needle cast disease. And what needle cast is a fungus problem called Rhizospira spruce needle cast. And it's on the, you know, everybody kind of confuses evergreens, but it's mainly on the spruce trees, which are shorter needles and they're rounded, but it does happen on the pine trees, the longer needle trees, and it attacks the trees, and it does spread over winter, and it kind of creates a browny red appearance. And check the needles, and if there's a dark line on them, that's definitely a sign that it's in there. And you could spray, if you're anxious, you should spray it on a nice day. And this person says, we have been spraying them with Bravo fungicide twice a summer in the past two summers. If you're only going to do it twice, you want to do it the next time is when that needle, when the bud opens up and forms needles on the bud, that's called the candle. When the candle is forming needles, that's the first time you want to spray it if you're only going to do it twice a year.
So what about, what time of the year is that about?
That's going to, well, this year's going to be a little later because I think we're a little behind. Usually it's towards the end of May. Okay, so you probably should be spraying soon. Okay, so spray it with, you can use Bravo. And if you want to use something that I have been using for a number of years, I used to use Bravo. I use a product called XL, which is a company that I've been working with called Soil First. And remember, Earth Elements, Eco Elements, we're still doing that. So don't forget to use XL and spray it on your garden or on this problem with the fungicide on the evergreen trees, spruce trees. So, and here's the real question, we haven't answered it yet. How many years do I have to spray them? Well, that's like your doctor saying, you know, how long do you have to treat your, but I could wish I could say that I'll be out of here tomorrow. But, gotta spray it till it gets better. And an evergreen will get new needles. It loses its needles every year. It loses its third-year needles, so 3 years, it'll have a brand-new set of needles. So they're on the second year, so I'd say you're going to have to spray it a couple more years.
Okay. And I've had a couple of people ask me, when should I put the crabgrass preventer down?
Well, lawn's probably easier than getting your garden in because you got to till it. Usually you put that on the middle of May, and I guess it's middle of May. To put your crabgrass preventer down, we have a product called Award that has great fertilizer on it called Merit mixed with this crabgrass preventer. And we get the crabgrass preventer that's going to last the whole season, so you don't have to be quite so technical on it. But if it gets hot, hot, hot like it did last year, you're probably going to have to put it down twice.
Twice?
Yeah. So put it down now and then see what July brings.
Okay.
We'll be talking about that.
And if you are planting grass seed, don't put the crabgrass preventer down if you're planting new seed.
Yeah, because crabgrass prevents seeds from germinating, okay? So if you put grass seed down, you don't want to put crabgrass preventer down. You got to put crabgrass preventer down in the spring, so you don't have much choice. And last year, crabgrass was absolutely horrible.
It was a good year for crabgrass.
Yeah, so you got to put crabgrass preventer down, put it down soon. You can put Eco Elements Grower Lawn because that has corn gluten meal in it, and corn gluten meal is a crabgrass preventer. So that's an organic fertilizer, organic mineral fertilizer, which is great. Use the one, again, the grower is for your lawn or when your plants are established. And if you're putting your garden in, put Eco Elements Starter because that has some great minerals in it and get your... It's a healthy organic fertilizer.
Okay. Does Heather Nursery have anybody that goes around and does that yet, or do you?
You know, it's getting so you have so many rules and regulations in spraying. There's a number of people that go spraying around, and Heather as itself does not do that. Lawn King, we've been kind of associated with over the years, and Lawn King is in Montevideo, so you can call Matt Gilbertson if you'd like.
Okay, but you'll direct them to the proper sources or whatever if they don't want to do it themselves.
You bet. So what we've been busy with at the Heather Nursery and Floral is growing the Main Street planters. We've got those plants started.
And we're still looking for donations. Anybody, even the public, can donate to the planters up and down Main Street. You don't have to sponsor a whole planter. You can contribute whatever you want, but boy, does that add to the beauty of our community.
Yep, and Main Street planters are in, Dawson, which we've done it for a number of years. Madison has expanded theirs, and Montevideo does their Main Street planters too. So,
and I read in the Benson paper a couple of weeks ago that Benson likes Dawson's planters, and they're trying to do that too up in Benson.
That's good, but we use a petunia and a few other plants, but the petunia is called a Vista series. So if you're looking at a very vigorous, sturdy plant, we use different colors called Silverberry, Bubblegum. There's a burgundy and a fuchsia. Those are the colors that we mix in. So good luck with that, and donate it. That'd be great.
So when are they going to be hung?
We have to. Mother Nature will dictate that. I'm sure it won't be for a couple weeks yet. So again, we don't have much time here. We go till 9:30.
Yeah, we got to quit probably a minute earlier. So.
And we'll be back on the air. Terry and I will be doing this. Heather Nursery Garden Show, and we really have fun doing that. And you can call your questions in or email them in these days, so I'll be glad to answer those. And or else give Heather Nursery a call during the week. You can talk to any one of our stores, and congratulations to Randy again.
Okay, and then hopefully next week we won't be at the hospital doing it with you.
We won't be at the hospital next week.
Okay, that's good to hear, Dwayne.
I'm just have to do physical therapy and just have to get back on the road to recovery, and I'm doing that. And I would like to thank everybody who has visited me or called me or and for all your prayers. I really appreciate that.
Okay, and with that, Maynard, we'll turn it back to you at the main studios.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.